With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Senator John Thune, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, has set an aggressive schedule for 2025 that will almost double the upper chamber's number of working days.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Thune shares his outlook for the coming Congress.
We got a two-year window here to get a lot of things done, and we intend to make good use of it.
The incoming Majority Leader says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and reining in the federal budget. The South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved by next summer. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Biden says the recipients of his recent pardons and commutations, quote, have shown successful rehabilitation. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.N. Special Envoy for Syria calling for a quick end to Western sanctions after the ouster of President Bashar Assad. The Syrian government has been under strict sanctions by the U.S. and the EU for years. Inclement weather has plagued areas of the U.S. for the first half of this weekend. Dangerous conditions include heavy snow, a major ice storm, and unusual tornado activity in a couple of places. This is SRN News. Crystal Palace captain Mark Guay will face no formal action from the English Soccer Association despite defying its rules for a second time by writing a religious message on his uniform during a Premier League game. Guay, who is a Christian, wrote, "I love Jesus" on a rainbow armband that the league is forcing players to wear in honor of LGBT pride. Meanwhile, Manchester United has abandoned plans for its players to wear rainbow uniforms in a Premier League match after one of its Muslim players said he would not do so. A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that President Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year. Mr. Trump won 26% of Jewish voters in November. That's up from 21% in 2020. Jewish voters' opinions of the candidate's Israel policies help explain the presidential gain. 48% of Jews thought he would be more pro-Israel than President Biden. Only 7% said the same of Kamala Harris. This is SRN News. TikTok challenging a Canadian government order to shut down the Chinese video app's business operations in the country that was imposed over national security concerns.
The company says it filed an application for a judicial review with the federal court in Vancouver. The application seeks to set aside the order for TikTok to wind up and cease its business in Canada. The Canadian federal government last month announced it was ordering TikTok's dissolution after a national security review of its Chinese parent company, ByteDance.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Dutch city of Deventer was transformed Saturday into a 19th century English city where 950 people in costumes brought characters from Charles Dickens' books to life. Oliver Twist, Ebenezer Scrooge, Miss Havisham, and Mr. Pickwick were amongst the character sightings. They were accompanied by Christmas carol singers in the narrow streets of the historic center of the town. This is SRN News.